Blog Talk Radio.
Name Jesus. Thank you. I want to thank you one more time. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because you're truly our Lord and Savior. I bless you this morning. I ask you to move by your Spirit. Strengthen us, amen, where we weak, amen. Cover us in your blood, amen. Let the angels encamp around us. Bind up the forces of darkness, amen, as these days are evil, praise God, amen. And ask you to be with the people that are on the highways or wherever they're going today or whatever they're doing, whatever's on their agenda or their assignment. I ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to move by your Spirit and touch those that are sick, incarcerated, going through many trials and tribulations, much persecution and affliction. Lord God, for the gospel's sake, I ask you to touch them right now and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We bind up satanic forces, amen. We bind up the works of the enemies, and we plead the blood of Jesus all over your people. I praise you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you. I thank you that I'm still in the land of the living and can call on your name one more time. Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and his blood and the precious Holy Spirit. Because without you all, amen, all three, the Trinity, I don't know where I'd be. Amen. Praise God. I bless you. I thank you for keeping my children, my grandchildren. Amen. Praise God. Amen. My great-grandbaby. Amen. Praise God. Knowing that, God, you are the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise God. My thought today is move on your assignment. Amen. It's literally up in certain areas, and you need to move on. So move on. You are on assignment, is my thought. Your assignment is up at a lot of places, amen, that you have been in and you've been trying to go into, amen, and you're making a mistake by hanging around and seem like always there's a great problem. The more you stay, amen, where God, amen, has told you to move on. And it's coming out of 1 Kings 17, verses 1 through 16, but we're going to focus on verse 3 through 5. Amen. And we're talking about Elijah, praise God. Elijah was a prophet, amen, sent by God, amen, on assignment, praise God, to do the will, amen, praise God, of God, amen. He was a Tishbite, amen, praise God. Amen, and during the time, amen, that he was to prophesy, amen, to the Israelites, praise God, the nation, praise God, amen, he was to prophesy to King Ahab, amen. That was one of his assignments, amen. We are on assignment, saints, amen, praise God. Amen, and he told Ahab that it wasn't going to rain. He prophesied, amen, and he spoke to Ahab what was going to happen. Well, Ahab, amen, praise God, father was, amen, praise God, give God the glory, name was Omri, O-M-R-I, Omri, praise God, and the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and his might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? Amen. Praise God. Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria, and Abraham, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 38 years of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Amen. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. Amen. Ahab was the one that married Jezebel, the whore. Amen. Praise God that the dogs licked up her bones and blood. Amen. As she was thrown over, amen, the gate. Praise God. Over the wall. Amen. Praise God. Well, Elijah, amen, was given an assignment to go in and tell Ahab what was going to happen, amen, concerning his life. And in 1 Kings 17, verses 2, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, praise God, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith, amen, that is before Jordan, amen, praise God. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, amen, that is before Jordan, amen. God had told Elijah, amen, to tell Ahab, amen, about his sins and about unrighteousness. And then Elijah, amen, prophesied a word, amen, that it wasn't going to rain, praise God. Well, because, amen, of God's work, amen, that he had assigned for Elijah, Elijah had to keep, amen, in mind that he would have to obey God despite of opposition. Today we have, amen, in the body of Christ, amen, and that's our biggest enemy, praise God, those that labor among us, amen, that's supposed to be there working things out to system for our good, but they don't do it, praise God, most of them, praise God, I'm not going to say all, but as we as the body of Christ, we are on assignment, amen. God is telling us your work is over with, move on, for you are on assignment, and a lot of us want to hang around. How many of us have stayed in one spot after the assignment is over in that area? God wants you to follow your assignment, and when you have completed it, to get out of the way, praise God, to move on. When it's over, we need to literally move on. I don't care if you're going to have to move to another state, another city, another town, or in that same city, amen, move on to another church, move on to another area, amen, praise God, in that city, and do your work, praise God, because, amen, praise God, after a while that the brook Cherith is gonna literally dry up. Amen, praise God, and the raven is not going to bring you any more bread, amen, praise God, and meat. So when it's over with, amen, get out of the way. How many of you know that God has given you warning after warning to move on to the next assignment? Your time is up, amen, and the resources, amen, that you were once getting have dried up. The brook Cherith, amen, praise God, amen, was sufficient, but, amen, there becomes a point in time when, amen, it will dry up, praise God. This is when you literally begin to face oppositions more than ever before, praise God, from the enemy. When you try to stay, amen, and God has told you, amen, do your work, get out of the way. Amen, praise God. God will give you enough faith to finish the work when, amen, he assigned you a certain work to do. And when it's over, the support, amen, will literally stop. Amen. God is, amen, telling you then, amen, it's time for you to move on. I got other things for you to do. I got other assignments for you to, amen, partake of. Amen, praise God. Now, God will tell you that, but also, in your assignment, you're going to have an enemy that's going to oppose you to try to stop you from doing that assignment. And so he'll send all kind of tricks and traps and all kind of hindrances in order for you not to succeed. But you got to know the voice of God enough to be able to obey him. So when your assignment is up, you will move on, and you will stop a lot of the opposition that the enemy is trying to do to you. That was an old man, an old prophet, amen, praise God. And God had given him an assignment to go in and tell that city what God had said. And he said, now when you finish telling them what I tell you to tell them, then you go out and don't come back again. Well, that was a prophet in that city, and he was a false prophet. Amen. And he met the man and listened to the man and everything and agreed with him, and the man wanted him to stay over. And so the prophet said, now God told me to leave out and don't go back in there. Amen. Praise God. So the prophet left out like he was told to leave out. And then this old wicked prophet, a false prophet, called him, sent message and called him to come back in and stay with him. And so when he did go back in, not keeping to the will of God and the obedience of God, he went back in, spent time with that old false prophet. Amen. And when he left out, on the way to his destination, a lion killed him on the way. We as the body of Christ need to know the voice of God. Amen. Praise God. Because there is a certain time limit, praise God, for you to do your work, and when it's over with, to get out of the city, or get out of the church, or get out of the house, of the place that you're in, or get out of the surroundings that you're in, or stop socializing with the people that you're socializing with, because, amen, you're going to suffer much harm, much rejection, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, and this is an indication telling you to move on to your next assignment. Whenever you go on an assignment, God is the one that provides for you. Amen. Elijah let, amen, Ahab know that God was Jehovah. Elijah was serving Jezebel's God, which was of the Phoenicians. Amen. Praise God. And now it's called Lebanon, and that God, amen, praise God, had no power over the Jehovah that we have today. Don't you know that when you're on assignment, Jehovah has sent you out, and he is all-knowing and all-seeing. God bless his name today, and he has the power to stop the enemy until your assignment is complete. But when your assignment, amen, is complete, he has the power to keep you, amen, until you go to the next assignment, and then you go there. Amen. So God will provide. Jehovah is a true God, amen, that will take care of you, amen, during the time that you are on assignment. Praise God. Amen. Elijah kept the commandments to the letter. Amen. And he was an example of righteousness. So because, amen, Ahab knew, amen, that Elijah was telling the truth, amen, praise God, that it wasn't going to rain, praise God, for X amount of years, Elijah, amen, literally showed Ahab that God was in control. You need to tell your neighbor, praise God, move on. Your assignment is, amen, praise God, up at this place, praise God. And God is getting ready to take you to another place, but before you go, he's going to send the raven to feed you at the brook of Cherem. Is going to give you that water until it's time for you to go on. Praise God. And when the brook dried up, Elijah was commanded by God to go on. Elijah the Tishbite was of the inhabitants of Gilead, and said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain these years. He prophesied to Ahab, told him there was going to be a famine in the land. We are facing famine in our ministry. Amen. And God, the Holy Father, he also wants to understand, amen, I will take care of you. Amen. But when it's time to go on, let you move on to the next assignment. Praise God. So God allowed, amen, the book to dry up, praise God, and the raven to stop feeding Elijah because it was time for him to move on. Tell your neighbor, it's time for you to move on. Your assignment is up. but according to my word, amen, as God said. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, amen, praise God, and I give God the glory today, amen, for the word, praise God, for it stands for sure, holiness without no man should see, amen, the Lord, but God, amen, praise God, has set things in order, and you must do what God say concerning the word that he give you, amen, whether they hear or whether they forbear, you tell them what the Lord say, amen, and then you go on. He said, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, praise God. Amen. God told Elijah where to go. Amen. 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 Today we have finances in order to take care of us, buy our food and do the things that we did. Well, God sent a raven, a dirty bird, to take care of Elijah, gave him the bread and the meat, and the water was from the book until it was time for his next assignment, and he had to move on. And it shall be that after 3 days of the book, and I have commanded the raven to be there. Amen. Praise God. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. So he went and dwelt by the book of Cherith that is before Jordan. When you do according unto the word of the Lord, God will sustain you. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. The raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Elijah had told Ahab that it wasn't the rain. Ahab had sent, amen, his people out to move the cattle. Amen, praise God. To pastures where they could eat and get water, amen, because, amen, praise God, the land had not received rain for a point of time. Amen, praise God. And they had seen Elijah, praise God, and they began to inquire of Elijah, and Elijah let them know the God that we serve is Jehovah. Amen, the God of truth. And when he speak a word, it will come to pass. A true prophet will always speak the truth, but a true prophet, amen, suffers much and have to obey God. Amen, praise God, to the, amen, to the utmost, in order to keep his livelihood and his soul. Amen. We have finances. Amen. Elijah had the raven. Amen. The word of the Lord came to him saying, amen, and give God the glory and praise God. Because the word of the Lord is praise God, stand for sure. Praise God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So he told Elijah, he said, arise and go literally to get thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Amen. Praise God. God got people that are assigned to you that will sustain you during the point of need, during the time of your ministry, during the time of your walk. So Abraham, amen, praise God, knew about God, he believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Elijah, amen, believed God and obeyed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness, because obedience is better than sacrifice. So Elijah and did what the Lord said to do, amen, praise God. But before, amen, he did that, amen, a word from Elijah. Amen. Elijah, amen, chapter 10. Face up. Amen. Against Elijah's, amen, praise God, and Ahab's God. Amen. And what he believed in, worship in. And all the prophets of Elijah came, amen, amen, of Ahab, excuse me, came before Elijah, and Elijah challenged him, and all of them died. All of them ended up killing themselves, cutting themselves, doing all kind of wicked things to their bodies so that their God could, amen, come down and assist them. But the God that we serve today, amen, shows, amen, Ahab, who, amen, was in charge. God people who's in charge, amen, and Jezebel, that man had Elijah. your life had to move again. Because the Simon was up, and the enemy was after him now. The enemy began to get more after you when your Simon is up. Your book was not up. And so the Bible said, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Amen. Now, God, amen, take unusual, amen, things and work in the supernatural, amen, in order to perform his will and sustain his prophet and his people during hard times. We are in famine, amen, in America and all over the world today. This is hard time. Amen. Praise God. And the prophet got to stand forth and tell the truth. But at the same time, God, Jehovah, going to keep, amen, the prophet, amen, in order to tell what thus said the Lord. And then that prophet got to move on, praise God, in order not to mix up in the worldly system in order to keep the commandments of God. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering her sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. God got people waiting to assist you. God got people that are assigned just for you. Amen. Praise God. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Amen. So the Bible said, and she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a curse. Amen. Praise God. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Amen. Praise God. Now, this woman, amen, in the natural knew she didn't have anything to give Elijah. But obedience is better than sacrifice. And God had appointed her to do that. And so she obeyed the voice of God. And she went on, amen, praise God, and did what the Lord said do. For thus saith the Lord God, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Amen, praise God. God had had Elijah to speak a word to Ahab. Amen, praise God. And this woman, amen, was assigned, amen, to assist Elijah, praise God. And as she did what the prophet told her to do, amen, praise God, the meal and the barrel didn't run out. Amen. There was substance for the woman as well as Elijah. When you bless, amen, praise God, the prophet, God will bless you, praise God. And because of this, amen, praise God, God, amen, proved that he was Jehovah, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, the God of truth, our provider. Amen. The one that went out, amen, situations that seem to be dead, amen, praise God.